Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
good evening, good evening, good evening. We are so excited. It is our Tuesday night Bible study. I like to call it couch talk, and that's just an expression I like to say. We are so excited that you all are with us on tonight for this Tuesday night Bible study. On behalf of our pastor, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his beautiful wife, Pamela Zachary, we want to welcome you to Praise Tabernacle Church Bible Study. We are just excited about the Word of God because we know the Word of God transforms, heals, brings deliverance, brings correction, brings joy, brings strength, brings peace, all in the Word of God. So we just encourage you on tonight to dig into your Bible, because there's something great that's waiting on you. Tonight we have, we're really excited about one of our speakers, Elder Derek Oliver. We're just excited for the Word of God that he has on tonight. We ask that you get your pencil, your paper, and your Bible, and make sure you take notes, because you want to go back and you want to study the Word of God for yourself and ask God how you should apply it to your life. So with that, I will say a prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Elder Oliver. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, God, for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice and are made glad in it. We thank you for this Bible study on tonight, God. We pray that the Word will bring a renewing of the mind in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Word will give us a fresh perspective, God, and a different perspective, God, in the Word of God. We thank you for the teacher on tonight. We pray that you would touch the teacher, Father God, that he would just bring the Word as you have given it to him. We are excited and just glad about life. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And with that, Elder Oliver, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Evangelist, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the prayer. and just appreciate everyone that's on the panel tonight. We just want to say thank you to Evangelist Stanton, Evangelist Blewett is on, I believe, and Minister Tobert that's on tonight. I just want to thank you all for being on, helping a brother out tonight. I also want to just give the Lord honor and praise for putting me in my right frame of mind, you know, waking me up this morning. I didn't want to do Bible study, not because I was sick, just a lot of stuff is going on, and I just wanted to not do it. And then the Lord gave me something, and I said, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, because that's what the devil wanted me, not to do it, not to be able to prepare myself. And now that I was reading the scriptures and everything, I'm not going to say I'm going to teach this thing tonight, so the panel, if I get too excited, get ahead of myself tonight, I only got 3 points, and I'm going to be done. I'm just going to say it like that. And if I use a title for tonight, worshiping while wounded. Worshiping while wounded. And I'm coming out of the book of Job. So if you have your Bibles, go to the book of Job, the first chapter. And when you get it, I'm going to explain a little bit about what I'm talking about, because I just feel that a lot of times, I believe every believer has to visit the house of Job. It's just my opinion. I know I visited his house before, and it seemed like I'm visiting it again. And when we talk about Job a little bit, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. But we have to learn, and this is a perfect example of Job, that we need to learn how to worship when we're wounded. And I have 3 points I want to focus on tonight that are in the verses 13 through 20, which I'm going to get to in a second. But I want to give a little background on Job. And I think we're all familiar with Job in the first chapter. Give a little background about Job. Job was a perfect or blameless man who was a good, if you want to use in today's term, a good Christian man. He did everything by the book. He served the Lord very well. He was, like the Bible says in the first chapter, he was upright. He was blameless. He had a lot of good qualities that he had with him. The Bible speaks of, in the first 12 verses, talks about Job and all he had. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he had a lot of animals, a lot of land. He was wealthy. He was, and he was a blessed man of God. And Job was just, he was an all right brother. But there came a time that, there was a conversation about Job and between Satan and God. It's right there in verse 6 and 7. It talks about the Lord is talking to Satan, where you going to go to and fro. And he said, have you tried my servant Job? And that's where I want to focus on, because we're all going to get tried. And when we all get tried, we're all going to go through things, whether it's death, whether it's sickness, whether it's personal issues. We're all going to go through something. But what I believe that what Job was going through, he wanted to give us instructions. How do we continue to worship when we go through what we go through? When we feel like hell is coming against us, how do we continue to worship him in spirit and in truth when it seems like the bottom is falling out of us? So with that being said, I have to bring my wife on. She's going to read from 13 Job chapter 1, verse 13 to 20. She's going to read that for me real quick, if you don't mind.
All right. Starting at verse 13 of Job chapter 1, it says, one day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's house with this news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding beside them. When they raided us, they stole all the animals, all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, messenger arrived with this news. 3 bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship.
Thank you. Thank you, wife. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And with that, we see that on four messengers came to Brother Job and gave him news about four different things that had happened that was destroyed and he had lost. And it seemed like it was message after message. Before the one message was over with, another message came. Before that message could get over with, another message came. And before that message was over with, another message came. All of it was bad news. Job lost everything in just that nick of time. He lost everything. And in verse 20, he said that he shaved his head and he fell down in worship. And back then, it was a tradition for the men to shave their heads and to cut themselves with tattoos and fall down and worship God. After hearing all of what he's heard, he fell down in worship. And I have 3 points I want to talk about, and 3 points. And one of the first points is we have to learn how to worship in spite of what you hear. In spite of what you hear, we have to learn to worship the Lord. Job heard all this bad news right after each other. And when we hear bad news, we seem to want to cry out to everybody except the Lord. It seemed like when we get bad news, speaking from experience, we want to talk to our boys. We want to talk to other individuals. Even some of us saved folks, we want to go talk to our leaders, and that's fine that we do that. But when you hear something, we ought to go into worship. Because when we worship, we ought to worship in what? In spirit and in truth. And when we worship, it gets our mind off of what we just heard. And one of the things that we in Job is showing us here in verse 20 is when he fell down in worship after he heard all this bad news. Have you ever heard something and it just made you in a funk? You heard something and just messed your whole day up. And when we do that and we hear something, one of the things we have to do is we ought to, in spite of what we hear, we ought to learn how to worship the Lord. Well, how do you worship the Lord? How, when you hear something bad, when something ain't going right, how do you worship the Lord? Well, you have to put something in you, because the Bible said that he was a perfect man. He honored the Lord. He was serving the Lord. And if you're serving the Lord, one of the things you have to do when you get and hear bad things, one of the things you have to do, and if you have your Bible, you don't have to, you can just write the scripture down. You can go to Romans 10:17, and it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What you have to understand is when you hear bad news, you ought to have some word in you. And when you have some word in you, you should be able to fall down and worship God. See, because you can't worship God any kind of way. You can't just fall down and just start. You have to worship him in spirit and in truth. You have to have some word in you in order to have this thing to work. Because he fell down and worshiped the Lord after what he heard. He didn't get mad. He didn't want to fight no one. He didn't want to cuss no one out. He fell down and worshiped the Lord. In spite of what you hear, you need to have the understanding that I'm going to worship the Lord. Because when you worship the Lord, it gets your mind off of what you just heard. And in order to get your mind off of what you just heard, you got to put the word inside you. Faith cometh by hearing. You got to have faith to believe that what you're seeing and what you're hearing isn't really what you're seeing and what you're hearing. Because sometimes we just look at the natural, and in the natural, it may be bad. But in the spiritual, God is going to be able to uplift you and get you to that next level. You got to have faith. In order to have faith, you got to have the word. In order to have the word, you got to hear the word. In order to hear the word, you have to humble yourself and listen to someone teaching the word. And if you listen to someone teaching the word, you have faith enough to believe when you hear bad news, you know exactly how to deal with it. You won't go seek counsel from other people. Does anyone have anything to say right now before I move on?
This is good, Elder, and so needed in this day and time, because when we hear stuff, bad news or whatever, our mindset should be the first thing we need to do is worship. So this is a reminder, because a lot of times it's not the first thing that we go do. Like you said, you may want to call your boys or your girls, you know, call somebody and start talking about the situation instead of getting into the presence of God and worshiping him. I was just thinking last night because I was going through something, and you had mentioned faith, you know, hearing the word of God. So what I did was I immediately pulled out my Bible and just started reading the scripture so that I could hear it, so that I can get my mind off of the problem and get my mind on Christ. And I like that you said worship, because people think worship is automatically a song. I can't sing, but I can worship.
Amen.
I don't. You know, I don't sing, but I worship getting into the presence of God, because what it does is it changes the atmosphere around me. So this is great. Thank you for the reminder. This is a on time word. Thank you.
Thank you for that, evangelist. I appreciate it. Any other comments before we move on? All right, I'm going to keep it moving. So we got to understand. Go ahead, Minister.
I'm sorry. So I just wanted to say that, you know, you spot on, and this word is very encouraging, because, honestly, it's a great thing that you came back to Job, because this is one of those things where when you're in the middle of going through something, you want to hear a reminder of how God operates, and, you know, maybe what you're going through, and maybe I ain't getting to this, you know, before you or whatever, but maybe what you're going through ain't just because of you, or it's because of God put your name on the ballot, you know, ain't because of the devil, you know, per se, like that the, you know, but you're in a position to prove God, you know what I mean? You're in a position like he was, it's like God put him in that position. You know, like, you know, Satan looking to see, you know, who he can devour and whatever. And God like, oh, well, hey, you ain't heard about Job? This man is perfect.
Right.
You know, he fears God, you know, and he don't deal with evil and stuff like that. So God put his name on the ballot. You know, we're trying to, you know, we go through so much stuff, but it ain't nothing like what he just went through, you know. From all of what he just lost, all in one swoop, one after another, we have different things that happen to us, but not to this degree. And then to have the fact that God is with you on this, because God put you on the ballot to go through this, because it's that test, and he knows that you're going to go through it. You know, and it's not like in that moment that Job knew that, but what he knew was, I'm in the middle of something. Let me go to my God. Let me present this to God, like, you know, and worship, you know. So that's a reminder, like you said, that when we go through something, we got to be able to go to God. Now, we don't always do it, not at all, because certain things are just a natural feeling of when something happens or whatever, you want to vent, you know, and that's different. You might vent with your friends or something like that versus going straight to God. Like Job did, it's just a wonderful reminder, and I appreciate this, because I know that in my life right now, I felt like different things have been back to back to back, especially with business and things like that. Every now and again, it's just, you know, something pops up, but it's been back to back to back, and this is just a perfect reminder of, you know, just staying focused and, you know, and and worship the Lord even when you're going through. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Minister. I appreciate your comment.
I just want to make a quick comment, just to piggyback on Minister Tolbert. When I hear, if the things that we go through is how you go through them. When I say God is good, he's good in the good, the bad, and the ugly. And when I look at this, like you said, I like to use the word considered. I thank God for considering me to go through whatever I'm going through, to help me get through what I'm going through, because he did consider me. Using the word considered, he considered me. And a lot of people think just because you're saved or you love the Lord, you're not going to go through something when you come on this side. It's not true. It's all through the Bible on be encouraged. Don't be weary in well-doing. You know, it's evidence we're going to go throughout the Bible. But he encourages us through the word of God, you know, to stay encouraged, you know, to be of good cheer. You know, it's different things that he's telling us. We have to believe the whole Bible, and we have to just go through it as good soldiers with our head up, you know, and show the world how to go through, because things are going to happen. It's how you go through it. Are you going to worship? Are you going to, you know, complain about it? Are you going to say, Lord, I thank you for giving me the strength to make it through this?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. I appreciate the comment. And consider is really, and it took me a long, it took maturity to when we go through things and when it seemed like the bottom is falling apart, that considered, that makes me want to shout, because no matter what we all go through, he considered us. And just because he considered us, we already know what the outcome is going to be because he's with us, because he's considered us. And because he considered us, it makes me know that no matter what else happens or what else I hear, because he considered me, I'm going to be okay. And it's easier said than done, but it takes maturity. That's why we got to have faith. That's why we got to have the word of God in us to make us go back. And yeah, he considered me. So this is what I'm getting ready to go through. So I appreciate those comments. And like I said, the first one, is in spite of what you hear, we ought to be able to worship. Number two is we ought to be able to worship him in spirit and truth because we're still here. No matter what has happened, no matter what we have lost, Job was still there. He was still there. Even though he lost everything, he still had the breath in his body to worship God. No matter what we're going through, this is my second point. Told you only got three, and this is the second one. We have to worship him because we're still here. And because we're still here, because we're still present, because we still have breath in our mouth, we can still praise God. Because we have breath in our mouth, we can fall down and say, thank you, Jesus. Because we're still here, we can still worship the Lord. And what we do sometimes is because we're still here and we don't like the position we're in, we try to figure ways to get out of it. Sometimes God just wants you to go through it. And he wants you to give him thanks while you're going through it because he's still there with you. And one of the things we got to do, because we still have breath in our body, scripture, Psalms, you don't have to turn to it, Psalms 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, because we're still here. No matter what situation hits you, no matter what comes upon you, no matter what you lose, you still have the breath in your body to praise the Lord. And if you have the breath to praise him, you have his power, because you have his praise. And because you have his praise, you become in his presence. And we already know about when you're in his presence, you're in his power. You're in his provision. And because of that, we got to understand what we're going through, in spite of what we hear, long as you still hear and you have breath in your body, you can still praise God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you heard about a situation. You're still here. You still have the ability to praise the Lord. You still have the ability to tread over the devil. See, a lot of times we want to look at this and look at Job was lost everything, like it's a sad thing. But sometimes, and I don't, you know, sometimes when you go through things, it may, while you're going through it, it may seem sad, but when you come out of it, you're strong, you're mighty, you're more balanced than you were before. I remember an evangelist, Bluette is on, and Elder Bluette, when you talk about her daughter, and I heard Elder Bluette, he was mad and everything, but if you look at the when he was going through, then when you hear it now, how he got from one point to the other point, he still was praising God. He may have been mad, upset, not understanding. And sometimes we get like that because it's real. Because just because we're saved don't mean we don't hurt. Just because we're saved don't mean we don't have crazy thoughts sometimes. But a lot of times we just have to learn and take an eight count and start worshiping the Lord. It's okay to say I was upset. It's okay to say I almost did this, but I had enough sense to worship the Lord. I had enough sense to still sing his praises. I had enough sense to still breathe and say thank you, Jesus. I had the breath in my body. We don't have nothing else. If you have the breath in your body, you still will be able to make it because that's all you need is the breath and talk about him and to praise him. And like I said, it's exciting to me because he considered me, he considered you. It's exciting to me because we all heard some things that we didn't like. It's exciting to me because we all heard some things that didn't make us look good. We all heard some things about us. And the thing about it, when you hear it, now you have to confront it. Now you have to face it. No matter what your loss, you have to face it right then and there. As long as you got breath, you don't need nothing else. You don't need no friends. You don't need no groups. You know, all you need is your breath in the Lord. And if you take the first scripture I said, the faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. As long as you got the word of God inside you, you can breathe it out. And once you breathe it out, you become victorious in the situation that you're in. It may not look victorious, but you will have victory. You will have joy. And the difference between saints of God that have joy and saints of God that have happiness is happiness fades away. But that joy, no matter what you got joy. No matter what situation you're going through, you're going to still have that unspeakable joy. You're still going to have the peace of God because you have the breath to keep praising his name. And when you go into praising his name, you go into worship. And when you go into worship, you only can go into worship through spirit and truth. And a lot of times, and I don't really want to get off into this, people don't want to go into worship because they're not true. And they know they're not true. And they're not living right. They're not doing right. They're not committed right. So when something happens to them or they're going through something, they can't never get connected with the Lord because they're not being true to themselves. They're trying to fake and hide behind everybody else. But when you become true to yourself and you're going through something, it makes it that much easier, and it doesn't bother you when you're going through. And when you begin to worship the things that was bothering you, whether it's your hard-headed kids or whether it's family members or whether it's your job, it doesn't bother you because you are in a place that takes you above all that, and it won't bother you or stress you. But if you're stressing because you're worried about work, if you're stressing because you're worried about your kids, if you're stressing, there's something you need to get in line with the Lord because he's not going to put that stress on you if you start worshiping him. But you can't worship him and be complaining. You can't worship him, and I know I'm going to step on some toes, causing hell over here in the corner. You can't worship him gossiping. You can't worship him sowing discord. You can't worship him not having faith to believe God is going to make it all right. And then when we get to an issue that we need to worship him, we don't know how because we haven't been practicing it. I was watching myself today, and I got some news, and all the news, everything that I heard today was just bad. And I've been on a good track, because everything I've been hearing has been good. But today, everything has just been bad. Bad news. And it started to shake me up. And I started to just be like, you know what? I'm going to take the day off and just relax. But the Lord said, no, you got to keep going. You got to keep going, because you have breath in your body, and you can say what I need you to say. And then, you know, I'm sorry, thinking about it, and I just get good thinking about it, because, again, Evangelist Blouette just used the word considered. Have you considered? And see, I'm just thankful that I've been considered to handle this bad news. I'm just thankful enough I've been considered to be able to handle it, because I'm going to praise him with the words that come out of my mouth. Through what? Through hearing the word of God, hearing what everyone is saying tonight, is just giving fuel into my spiritual man, that when I come out and say something, I can uplift the Lord and make me forget all about the situation that's going on around. Anyone else got anything to say before I get to my third point? All right. I'm cooking now. Third point. We have to worship him because we have help. We have help. I said my first point, we're going to worship in spite of what we hear. My second point, we're going to worship him because we're still here. My third point, we're going to worship him because we have help. Who is our help? The Lord is our help. And it says that there's power in the name of Jesus. And I know I'm putting that in there. There's power in the name of Jesus. He's here to help us. Yeah, we have to do a part of it, but when we do our part, he's going to do his part. When we start worshiping him, he's going to start helping us. When we start worshiping him and when we start acknowledging who he is and giving him thanks and praise for everything that we've lost and for all what we're going through, and we start singing praises to him, he will help us. Because if we call on that name, it says every knee will bow. When we call on that name, every tongue will confess. And when we do that and we do it in truth, we will have the victory. See, what we have to stop doing, we have to stop playing church. You see, you can't come to church on Sunday and then don't do no word until Friday and expect the Lord to be there to help you because you didn't ignore him all week. We can't do that. And you can't expect to get help by people that don't know you. Let me see how I can put it like this. If a stranger called you out of the clear blue, asking you for help, and you don't know if it's a scam, you don't know if it's truth, you just don't know, because you don't know these, you don't know the number, it could be a setup, you don't know nothing about who's calling you. And that's the way the Lord feels about some of us saints. If you only know him on Sunday, and you ain't talked to him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and when you go calling him, yeah, I know he know who you are. But the question is, why are you calling him? So, because not that he will forget, because he knows all and he knows everybody, but you got to look at it like that. You got to look at it like that. A lot of us look at a phone call, we won't even answer, we don't recognize the number. But we expect Jesus to answer our call, but we ain't called him all week. He don't even know us. We ain't prayed to him. We ain't said thank you to him. And now when we start losing our possessions, we want to call on him. And then we're not even being truthful when we call on him. The only reason you're calling on him is because you done lost your possession. And see, Job was a man that he fell down and worshiped him when he lost everything. And we got to get in our mind and in our spirits that when we feel like if Lord don't do nothing else, we still going to worship him. If the situation ain't going the way we want it to go, we're still going to worship him. Because we're going to worship him in spirit and truth. And when we do that, he will come in and make our lives victorious. He will come in and take us to another level. He will come in all because we're worshiping his name in spirit and in truth. And in the book of Job, all that he went through, and I'm not even going to go down to where his friends came to him and so you must have done something wrong and tried to blame him for something. I'm not going to talk about how the family came. His wife came and said, won't you just curse God and die? See, he went through he lost all what he lost. Also, he had some other challenges that was coming against him as well, because now he was being accused of stuff. And see, a lot of times when we're going through what we're going through, the devil will try to accuse us of stuff. He would try to say, well, our relationship with the Lord ain't right. He would do anything to get you to stop praising and worshiping him. The devil will put a lot of tricks in your brain. But Job had enough sense to fall on his knees and worship the Lord. He had enough sense to be like, and he was a good brother too. The Bible says in the beginning, when you read the beginning of Job, and I know I'm reiterating this again, but it said that he was blameless. He did things. When his kids partied too much, he went and sacrificed for them. He was doing everything that the good book told him to do, and he still had to go through this. So what I'm trying to say is, no matter how perfect you think you may be, the holy, you will have to visit Job's house one day. And you may have to go back two or three times, because he's going to consider, the Lord is going to consider you. And if you made it through the first one, you're definitely going to make it through the second time. But we just have to keep the faith. We have to have the word in us. We have to be able to worship him in spite of what we hear. We have to worship him in spite of the bad things you may hear also, because you're still here. You need to worship him, and because we have help. The Lord is here to help us, not to hinder us, but to help us in spite of all things. So when you're going through something, just remember those three things. If you can remember to have faith, if you can remember to worship because you're still here, and because it says in the Bible that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When you're still here, use your breath to praise the Lord. Use your breath to go into worship. You ain't got to sing like Evangelist Stanton said. All you got to do is just start falling apart and just start thanking him in spirit and in truth. Be truthful. Repent. Be truthful. Ask for forgiveness. Be truthful. Stop sowing discord amongst you, but stop doing the stuff that you know that you're not supposed to be doing. And I know some of y'all know, and I know y'all know that about the conviction that you get in your spirit when you're doing it. And if you can start, I'm telling you, the Lord will take you to another level. I promise you, he will take you to another level. And that's really all I got for y'all tonight. I wanted to be quick. I wanted to be brief, and I just wanted to get my 3 points out there. Again, in spite of what you hear, worship him. Romans 10:17. So faith cometh by hearing what? The word of God. Worship him because you're still here. Because you're still here. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And worship him because you have help. There's power in the name of Jesus. And with that is said, y'all can let the pastor know I was done in 40 minutes. I'm going to turn the service. If anyone have any comments they want to say? Because we got time.
Yes. I have a comment. This is a wonderful lesson. Definitely got a whole lot out of it, because it applies to real life scenarios. And I love when the word hits like that, when you can get understanding on different things that we go through. And I just like to add to what you taught on today. You know, wonderful job. Not trying to, you know, teach over you or anything, but I just want to point out this one last thing at the end on how Job is. If you look at, you know, Job 1 in the latter portion of 21, right at the bottom, and it says, you know, this is Job talking. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Now, that's considering everything that this man had went through. You telling me that he had the mindset of saying, I didn't even read the part, like, naked I came in and naked I come out, meaning, you know, it don't matter about all the stuff that I have and all the stuff that I lost. I came into the world with nothing. I don't mind leaving this world with nothing. That's the kind of mindset that he had. And honestly, a lot of us can't say that we have that same mindset, not considering where you are in your life, and especially if you've accumulated a certain amount of things and you've gotten to a certain point. There's a certain level that you're at, and you're telling me you lose it and you lose it all, you know, and look at this perfect example of he just took it in stride and just said, you know what, Lord gave it to me, Lord took it, you know, and blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of us can really sit back and say that we can say that in the midst of while we're going through? But this is just a reminder to have this type of mindset. You know, when you're going through something, to have that mindset and just be like, blessed is the name of the Lord, because he gives and he takes. But at the end of the day, you want to be like Job, like it says in verse 22, to where you don't sin and you don't charge God with this. So awesome lesson. I got a lot of notes. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this lesson, and I appreciate it. And that's it. That's all I want to say.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Minister Tor. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And again, like I said, I wanted to be short and sweet tonight. There's a lot in there. When you dissect it, you read the whole first chapter of Job, there's a lot in there. I just wanted to focus on tonight the worshiping part. When we go through what we go through, go back to worshiping him. And again, you know, we all go through things. And like Minister said, you know, Job didn't sin at all. And like I said, a lot of times we go, it takes a mature person. And it takes a person that loves the Lord and knows the word of God and to not sin, because, you know, I'm like to think I'm there, but if you take a few things away from me, you know, I don't, you know, we'll see how we react. Hopefully the Lord won't put me on that type of test. But, you know, I've been broke before, so if I don't have no money, I dealt with that. But, you know, take some other things away from me and see how I react. And hopefully I'll be able to react the same way Job did. And we need to all go to Job's house and visit it, so when situations come up with us, we can have a platform of what to look for and how to deal with certain things. Anyone else have any comments?
Yes, real quick. Job, in 20, when he got up, first of all, don't stay down. When things happen, don't stay down. Rise up. Okay? Humble yourself. Humble us by taking things away. Because we get the big head. And we get possessions, and we get this, and we got that, and now we think we arrived. But sometimes God gonna have to humble us by taking things away to let you know that you're nothing. And you can't get nothing without me. And you can't keep nothing without me. Because like you said, that the Lord give it, and he taketh away. So just like he gave it to you, he can take it away. So stay humble. And believe me, you'll go a whole lot further. But once you start getting a big head, like I said, hey, some things you might have, not saying that this happened in Job's case, but I'm just saying in general, stay humble.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Vazis. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And like you said, you know, a lot of times we get a lot of stuff, possessions, and we become thinking about we all that, or we have arrived, or look at me, and just as quick as you got it, you can lose it. And then sometimes, you know, you could be like Job and lose it anyway, and you ain't that nothing. You don't have a big head. Again, is that he considered you. And that makes me really want to shout right there, considered. No matter what I go through, he considered me to go through it. And when I think about considered, I think about being in his presence. And when I think about being in his presence, it just excites me just to think about that he considered me to go through what I'm going through in spite of everything that happened. Quick testimony, and it works for me, but a few months ago, my son, my youngest son, Kajana, had a scare and we didn't know what happened to him. He had ate some edibles like it was candy, not knowing they were edibles. And he ate so much of it that he freaked out. And the doctor was saying, well, first of all, he left his whole apartment open, door, wallet, everything. Didn't no one know where he was at. We called a hospital. And, you know, at that moment that I knew that he was in the hospital, but we didn't know the condition he was in. And when the doctor says or the hospital says, we can't release any information to you, you have to come to the hospital, I'm thinking to myself, it's like, okay, this is getting deep and serious now. But right then and there, you know, you think about your child, have these thoughts. You know, all my thoughts wasn't good thoughts. But thank the Lord I had enough sense to go into prayer and have my wife pray for me while I was dry. It was a thing that made me think about something. I have one child. Job had 10, and he lost all of them. And he still didn't sin or curse God. He lost all his kids in one boom. And I'm thinking about myself. I'm just dealing with one. Just think that had been, you know, it just makes you really want to think about some things and thinks about who's in control. And like I said, I want to get to be in that place one day where I can be like Job. I like to think I'm almost there, but, you know, that's what I'm striving to try to get to. And, again, I want to thank everybody on the panel for their participation, for their help. And like I said, I hope you learned something from the message tonight. I know I've learned a lot. I got a lot out of it. And like I said, I have to learn how to worship more. When I get the bad news, just to go into worship. And with that, I'm done. I'm gonna turn it back over to Evangelist Stanton. And again, I hope everyone got it from out of the message. And again, thank everyone on the panel, who's on the panel. Thank y'all for y'all for your comments. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Elder Oliver. I was thinking about worship, and I know sometimes we equate worship with songs, and that's why I said that in the beginning. You know, you don't have to sing to be able to worship. To worship God is to submit and surrender your will in place of His. To worship God is to allow yourself to get into the presence of God by quieting yourself, reading His word, praying, thanking Him with your mouth, thanking Him with your hands raised. That's to worship God. You don't necessarily have to sing a song. If you led to sing a song, that's fine. If you led to pray, if you led to lay down on the floor and say, God, I just give you me. I worship you in spirit. And the way we do it in spirit is because our spirit man, that's why we have to strengthen our spiritual man with the word of God, because when we are going through something, our spiritual man can overtake our flesh man and say, we're going to give it to God. We're going to thank God for it. We're going to give God praise and honor that He's going to work it out, no matter what it looks like. So we worship Him. We say, God, we adore you. We thank you. We praise you for your healing, for your deliverance. We thank you, God, that you have set us free, that you make us whole. We thank you, God, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We allow the spiritual man to take over that flesh man, and even though the flesh man is not feeling right, we're gonna bring it under subjection with the spiritual man and say, I'm going to worship God. I'm going to give it all I can. I'm going to give it all to Him, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what I think it is, I'm going to give it to God. So we just encourage you on tonight, very encouraging word, a reminder that when you get the news or when you get the feeling or when you get the thought, or when you get the problem, or when you get the illness, or when you get the circumstance, to uncover your head with those problems, uncover yourself with life, take the world yoke off of you, and get into the presence of God and let God renew your mind. Thank you, Elder. Amazing word on tonight, amazing reminder. And we just pray and hope that everybody who's listening on tonight will be reminded, worship God when you're going through. Worship God when you're not going through. Worship God when you get up in the morning. Worship God when you're doing a load of clothes. Worship God when you're washing the dishes. Worship God when you're eating your meal. Worship God when you're driving to work. Give it to him and tell him thank you. Thank you, because he's got you. No matter what you're going through, no matter the circumstances or the situation, he has got you. Thank you so much, Elder Oliver, and everybody on our panel tonight, Evangelist Bluett and Minister Tolbert. We, great notes. It's good to go back and feast on those notes to remind yourself. Put a sticky note in the bathroom on the mirror if you need to. Worship God no matter what it looks like. Monday night is D&K Bible Break at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday night is PTC Bible Study at 7 p.m. Thursday night is the Royal Bluettes, and that is the whole family. You guys, if you have not listened to them and joined in, definitely listen and join in. It is a blessing to hear from the father on down to the children, just encouraging you in the Word of God in our real life situations, and how God is giving them the breakthrough. I loved on last week, one of her sons said, just try Jesus. Just try Jesus. He had a situation and he tried Jesus and his situation turned around just because he said, I'm just going to try Jesus. So we encourage you, just try Jesus. That's on Thursday night at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, we're live at the Tabernacle with our pastor or whoever preaching on that Sunday, 9 a.m. Sunday service. We are on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. We also do have an email address if you have any prayer requests or testimonies, or if there's a topic you would like for us to go over. That is PTCforChrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, FORCHRIST@gmail.com. We pray and hope that you guys have an amazing week this week. We pray and hope that you would be mindful of this word. We pray the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. If there's anything that you're going through right now, this week, we pray that you would be reminded to go to God in worship. And with that, the word says in Matthew 28 and 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Be blessed, stay encouraged, and have a great evening. Good night.